SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
It's no secret that reaching out to guys in the church, it's been a real challenge over the years. We're talking with Pastor Brian Tome today at SOS Radio. He pastors one of the largest churches in America. He's based out of Cincinnati. And Brian, over the last couple of years, you've noticed in your church that it's a lot of the ladies that were stepping up. We're like, hey, where's the guys? We're supposed to be the spiritual leaders, is the way the Bible calls us to do, but guys just don't seem to be connecting.
It is true. If you take a look inside the average church, I think you'll find in yours, it's probably about 70% female and 30% male. And this is not good. We've gone from where the disciples of Jesus, he had certainly women in his inner core. He always elevated the status of women. Women were very central to his movement. But we see he's got 12 guys. And boy, you have a hard time finding 12 guys, period, in a church, let alone 12 leaders.
I know, seriously. What do you think is blocking guys from really engaging in a deeper way in their faith?
Man, this is a great question. If I knew the exact answer, I would solve it. I don't know the exact answer. There's some theories I could give to you. First of all, let's recognize that this is a crisis in Christianity. This is not a crisis in Islam. In Islam, you see the most committed members very frequently being men and such, but Islam doesn't have a problem recruiting men. Elijah Muhammad, the Black Islam movement here in the United States, does not have a problem with that. If you take a look at Mormonism, they seem to be doing half decent, at least with getting guys who have families to show up. But here in Christendom, things are not good. And I think the best thing that I can point to is we're speaking to the choir. Our churches have become so loaded with women. We tend to speak the language of women. We're doing it unconsciously to play to our base. And in the process, we're not reaching or communicating to men the way they oftentimes need to be communicated to.
We're talking to Brian Tome today at SOS Radio, and he has a brand new book that he wrote. It's a devotional. It's called Move, and it's really a challenge for guys to step up. There's so many different reasons why guys don't engage in church and lead their families in the way they're supposed to, but in our culture, yeah, you see that there's a challenge with fatherlessness. I mean, our last three presidents have all talked about how that is one of the biggest challenges in our culture, especially when you're trying to reach the next generation and when you're reaching out to break the cycles of crime in inner cities.
The crisis with fatherhoods is absolutely a massive, massive crisis. A lot of churches are into ideas. A lot of people think that Christianity is about your beliefs. Your beliefs are very, very important. Your beliefs are only important as far as they get you to move. The walk of faith is a walk of movement. And whenever you have a church that's focusing on ideas or concepts or feelings or, you know, just kind of the vibe inside of a room, you are cutting out the mass of the male population. Men want to make a difference. They want to do something. They want to move. Now, I'm speaking in generalities here. I'm not saying women don't want to do something. I'm not saying women don't want to move. All men don't like to have deep thoughts or dig into deep theology. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, though, that the average guy throughout all of history, anthropological history, is very, very, very clear on this. Don't be deluded about America in the last 100 years. We take a look at anthropological history. A guy wakes up and he goes and kills something and he brings it back and they eat it. He's moving. He's doing something. He's supporting. He's sustaining. And so here in our culture, men are increasingly doing that less and less. In fact, men are increasingly less necessary as we become more technologically advanced. At least that's what the elites would have us believe. And this causes men to not know what they're here to do. And this causes men to go, well, what's my contribution to my family? How am I actually adding value to my family? And if I don't know for sure that I can actually support my family, it might be less painful and emotionally distressing for me to just leave my family, to check out. And the cycle goes on, and we have the problems we have today.
We're talking to Brian Tome today at SOS Radio, and he's a pastor of Crossroads Church in the Cincinnati area. Has a brand new book. It's called Move. But Brian, a lot of times as guys, we're trained up in our work life. You know what? You're supposed to handle this. You're supposed to be that leader, that project manager. You're supposed to be the one that's in charge, even if you really don't know what you're doing. You've got to make it happen. But when it comes to faith, it's more about surrender than it's about pretending like you have it all together.
Yes, it is about surrender, but it's also about bold move. I mean, this idea of let go and let God, that only exists within a church that's weak and not attracting males. The idea of letting go and letting God, it's a great bumper sticker. It's an awful way to live your life. The Apostle Peter didn't let go and let God. Paul didn't let go and let God. Jesus didn't let go and let God. There's not a single hero in the faith that ever let go and let God. We do come to places where we have to wait on the Lord. Okay, when we wait on the Lord, we come to the end of our resources. We come to the end of our ideas. And that's often when God wants us right where we are, because we need to learn to surrender to him. So yes, but surrender doesn't just mean I've hit a brick wall, I wait to see what God does. Surrender means I get on a boat and I go across uncharted waters to a place where no ever went before, ever, that I've ever known. That's called the Great Commission, people getting on boats, getting shipwrecked, going to distant lands where no one ever knew. And those were aggressive moves they were making, but they were also surrendering. They were doing that because they were surrendered to God. Jonah was not surrendered to God. He was supposed to go to Nineveh. He didn't move. He just assumed God would do whatever God wanted to do. You know what God wanted to do? He wanted to get him on a boat and make him be swallowed by a great fish. whenever we have people of faith who think it's the ideas that matter, it's the thought that matters, it's waiting on God that matters. Hey, great, let's pray about it and let's work about it. We need to pray about it and work about it. And we're not speaking this way in a way that really resonates with average people, and specifically and especially average men. And so therefore, why should they go to church? Why should they endorse Christianity when it's really a philosophical worldview that's out of touch with reality? If you mean I just sit around and surrender and wait for things to be okay, it doesn't work that way.
We're talking to Brian Tome today at SOS Radio, and he's a pastor at Crossroads Church in Cincinnati. It's one of the three largest churches in America today. And Brian, we were talking about, like, when we go to church and we're not feeling engaged in church, we're not feeling like, I even understand what church is all about. But as guys, we're supposed to be those spiritual leaders. At least that's how Jesus challenges us to look at leading our families and stepping up. Not to be a boss over our wife, but to lead our family closer to Jesus. What have you learned?
Leading like Jesus means dying like Jesus. That's the price to entry to leadership. So I've got to constantly lay down so many of my preferences in my marriage and in my family. I oftentimes don't get my way and shouldn't get my way when it comes to choosing the vacation. I oftentimes shouldn't get my way and won't get my way as it relates to things within the family budget. I certainly am going to lead and speak and all of that stuff, but the qualification for that is dying for my wife, is laying my life down. So oftentimes when there's a guy who's not willing to speak truth into the family, it's a form of him not laying his life down because he's afraid to say something and it to be wrong. He's afraid to say something and maybe have someone disagree with them. Well, sometimes you got to die to self. Sometimes you got to speak up and say what needs to be said, even if it's not going to be received very well. These are the forms of leadership that are not the ones that we think about. We think that, well, guys just come in and they should say, well, we're going to have a devotional today. I'm going to lead family devotions. Let me tell you something. This is pet peeve time. Let me give you pet peeve. I am so tired of hearing women say, I wish my husband would leave family. I say, well, what do you mean by that? I'll say, well, he's not leading family devotions. I go, you got to know, I've led about four family devotions in my life, and all four of them were awful. All four of them left in people crying and leaving the room. And I'm a trained seminary pastor who speaks for a living. And all three of my kids are close with the Lord. All three of my kids tithe. All three of my kids are going the right track. All three of them. So if you're expecting your husband to be some Bible study leader, that's not what being a leader in the home is. If he wants to be, great. But he can lead your kids and you spiritually. He probably is, in ways that are outside the norm.
You know, so many people think that if you go to church, you just read your Bible, you pray semi-regularly, that you're going to be a good person overall. We're talking with Pastor Brian Tome today at SOS Radio. He leads Crossroads Church in the Cincinnati area. But Brian, you wrote a book, it's called Move, and it's challenging us to think about things a little differently. You argue that there's so much more to living the abundant life that Jesus talks about than just reading, praying, sitting, and waiting.
That's right. The blessings that are going to come your way are going to come from you moving in the direction of Jesus. They're going to come with you moving on the things that God wants you to do. That's the way it is. The things that we're thankful for in life are those things we've moved and done. One of the philosophies I've tried to live my life by is if you're going to make a mistake, make an aggressive mistake. Not a passive mistake, an aggressive mistake. First of all, I find that the things that I aggressively do very rarely end up in being a mistake. But if they are a mistake, I've got 9 other aggressive moves that I've made that are probably going to pay dividends. They're going to overwhelm it. But man, when I make a passive mistake, when I just sit around and just hope things are going to be okay, or I only pray about things, if I can actually do something and I only pray about it, if I just wait and see if it'll work out, man, those mistakes, they're the ones that devastate your life. They're the ones that you can't live with. They're the ones that keep you up late at night.
It's so interesting when we think about what we actually want to get out of our faith experience when we're following Jesus. And we're talking with Pastor Brian Tome today at SWS Radio. And he leads Crossroads Church in Cincinnati. And in your new book, Move, you say, you know, what is it that you want? Jesus said so many different times to his disciples, what exactly is it you want me to do for you? It's not really a trick question. It's not even really rhetorical, right?
Right. He does again and again and again. He asks people, what is it you want? Here's another study you can do. I went through the entire New Testament and counted up every single miracle that was in the New Testament that Jesus did. Now, there's some double counting in there and some different things that are going on. But in essence, I counted 41 miracles that Jesus did. Of the 41 miracles that he did, you know what 34 of them have in common? You want to take a guess?
He healed someone? He did something for a particular person?
Well, he did that. Certainly healed. But 34 of the 41 times, the reason there was a healing is somebody first aggressively did something. They went down to him. They talked to him, or even friends. Friends carried their paralyzed guy on a mat and lowered him through a roof. He waits to see who's moving. And in the other 7 situations, he always tells the person to do something. Step forward. One guy, he spits on mud and he smears it on his eyes. He says, okay, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And then your eyesight will be restored. I was just in Israel. I retraced those steps. That guy who had mud spit on his eyes, which is actually a pretty interesting thing in terms of moving, right? That's an amazing story. That blind guy, after he has mud stuck on his eyes, he has to walk a half mile downhill, uneven steps, a half mile, and then he washes off in the pool of Siloam, and then he's healed. Jesus wants to see people move. If he comes to America to do utter healings, he's not going to go to your local hospital and just go up and down the hallway and heal people. He's going to look to see who wants it. And how does he know if you want it? If you're willing to move. And our faith has become way too passive. In the process, we've lost a whole generation of men, and we need to end that, as in right now.
We're talking to Brian Tome today at SWS Radio. He has a brand new book. It's called Move. It's the Man Devotional. It is out. Thank you so much for checking in with us today and sharing.
My pleasure. Let's do it again sometime.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.